working with companies is obviously essential to our work and our success. It's what our model of change is really built on, is just recognizing that we live in the context of a global economy and that supply and demand dynamics really do influence many of the world's resource, environmental issues, as well as human rights issues. And so it's true that there traditionally has been and, you know, still exists, so there's like quite a wide chasm between the environmental movement and business community. And I think that's a bit of a false dichotomy, that it's almost like saying, you know, jobs versus the environment. My experience is that business executives are some of the most powerful advocates that we have for our planet today. Mm. You know, without the 700 large publishers and printers that we work with, without, you know, the president of Indigo Books or Philip Crawley from the Globe and Mail, we wouldn't have a green Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Have the Canadian Boreal Forest Agreement.
So it's an imperative thing. It's a necessary asset to work with. Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I guess part of it for us is the roots of, you know, for decades environmentalists stood on roads, they wrote letters to government, and year after year, old growth forests were logged for Jackie Collins novels and toilet paper. And so the canopy approach is really just using that system that's historically been driving the depletion and the destruction of carbon and species-rich ecosystems to actually be a positive force for environmental and social change.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me personally, that epiphany happened when I was, you know, up on a mountain in Clarkwood Sound in the middle of the fall. And really, I was on a blockade trying to stop logging of an old-growth, very kind of rich old-growth forest growth up at the top of Cat Face Mountain. And there's only so long that you really want to camp on the top of the mountain in Clarkwood in the middle of October when there are big storms coming through. It rains a lot. It's pretty cold.
Yes.
And I think, it was partly, it was just another layer on top of the realization that I'd had with working on human rights issues in Burma.
Yeah.
It was just that it's only so long. It's important that we have a spectrum of tactics and approaches to dealing with environmental issues.
Mm-hmm.
But that, for me personally, it felt like there was only so long that you can stand in front of a bulldozer or stand on the road. And ultimately, we don't want to just shift the problem somewhere else. We may be successful in saving that little patch of forest, or maybe we're successful in saving it for, you know, a couple of weeks and then eventually the bulldozers roll in.
Yeah.
But ultimately, if we're not actually changing unsustainable human consumption of these resources, then ultimately we're just going to delay it slightly or shift the stress somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And so working with the business community and harnessing the power of the marketplace to create positive environmental change is really about trying to deal with forest loss at a systems level. I think the other thing is that it's just recognizing that corporations are made up of groups of people.
Yes.
And that many of those people share the values, you know, that we have and want to do good by the planet.
Yeah.
And that traditionally there's kind of been this business ethic that you check your personal values or you check, you know, like your personality at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what we've seen in the last, well, definitely the last 11 years since I've been working with the business community in a focused way, is that there's been a big shift.
Mm-hmm.
And so our work is really about identifying those champions and then working to support them to create change within their companies.